We continue five lines up from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're beginning the Gemara. Reish Lakish is going to qualify a statement made in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a store which is decorated, a Jew is not allowed to purchase items from that store because we assume that the proceeds or the tax is going to go to Avodah Zarah. Amar Reish Lakish, lo shanu ela mi'uteres biverid v'hadas dekama mishani meirecha aval mi'uteres biperos mutaros. Reish says, Reish Lakish, the only decorated stores that are prohibited to purchase from are stores that are decorated with flowers, with roses and myrtles, because you're going to benefit from the smell of these items. Aval mutaris beperis, but if they're adorned with fruit, mutaris, there's nothing wrong, because you're not getting any benefit. See, we understood from the Mishnah that because they're adorned, the idea is that there's this tax which is going to be assessed, and that tax is going to be given to idols. Says Reish Lakish, that's not exactly the case. Rather, when you enter into a store which is adorned with all these flowers, you're getting benefit from their recha, from their smell. So what, you're getting benefit from their smell? What difference does it make? Explains Rashi. They're actually, these flowers are tikrovis avodah zarah. These are, were part of the worship service. The idol, those who were serving the idols would, or worship the idols, the worshippers would bring these flowers to the avodah zarah and offer them, and then they would take them back and bring them and adorn their stores with these flowers, and therefore it's tikrovas avodah zarah. You can't derive benefit from these flowers, and since you're having the opportunity to smell the flowers, you're getting benefit from it. So the prohibition is not to shop in there, but it's to enter because of the benefit you're going to receive from their smell. But if it's adorned with fruit, then there wouldn't be any prohibition because you're not going to benefit from looking at the fruit or from the smell. They don't emote much of a scent. And Tosos is bothered by a fundamental question, which is, you know, since when is smelling considered a benefit which we're going to prohibit from Avodah Zarah? We have a concept that which we learn later on in Gemara Avodah Zarah, which is Recha Lav Milsahi, that Recha, that smell, is Lav Milsa. It's not considered significant. If Recha is Lav Milsahi, then why are we concerned that when you walk into the store, you're going to be smelling the roses and the flowers, and you're going to be getting benefit? Recha Lav Milsa. Tosfos explains the Recha Lav Milsa that the Gemara refers to later on is when the Recha is, when the scent is a byproduct of the actual item which we're dealing with. Let's say you're dealing with food items that you're going to eat, so does the smell prohibit? Well, since the smell is secondary to that food itself, that's, it's not the primary purpose, so then it would be permitted. But here, the flowers, they're designed, their purpose is for smell, and therefore it's, the smell here is different, it's as if you're eating it, and therefore here we say Recha Milsahi, and you would get a benefit, and that's why, says Reish Lakish, said you, it would be prohibited. So again, Reish Lakish wants to distinguish between different types of stores that are adorned, some with flowers as opposed to with fruit. Da'amar Kra, my taima. What's the reason for this distinction? Da'amar Kra, lo yidbak becha mu'uma min ha-cheirim. You're not allowed to have anything from the cheirim, from the idolatry, from the avodah zarah. It can't stick to you. You can't get anything from it. Meaning, nenehu da'asur aval mahane shari. You're not allowed to receive any benefit from the idols, but you are allowed to provide benefit to the idols. So here, by walking into the store and smelling the roses, you are receiving benefit, which is prohibited. But to provide benefit, when you're walking into a store with fruit, and then you're walking in to buy an item for yourself to take home to feed your family, so that's a benefit you're providing for them, that, says Reish Lakish, is permissible. Rav Yochanan, however, argues, and he says, afilu mu'taros beperos nami asur. Even if it's the store is adorned with fruit and not flowers and roses, it would still be prohibited. Kal v'chomer, because in his mind, it's obvious. Nene asur, mahana l'kol shegein, if you're receiving benefit from the idols, that's prohibited. Well, then obviously, all the more so if you're providing benefit, we should prohibit it as well. So that is the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. When we say that everyone agrees that an undecorated, unadorned store, you can shop. But when it's adorned, Reish Lakish wants to distinguish between whether it's tikrovas avodah zarah, if it's flowers that you're smelling, which could be prohibited from getting receiving benefit from, as opposed to it's adorned with other items, with fruit or whatnot. And says Rav Yochanan, no, it's all the same. Because when you go into the store and you're buying an item from the store, you're giving them benefit. So you're providing them with a benefit by shopping there. That money is going to be given over to the idols. So Meisvei, the Gemara now is going to ask a question on Reish Lakish's approach. Rav Nasan Omer Yom She'avodos Kochavim Menachas Bo Sameches. There is a day where the idolaters would give you a discount on the tax. How does that work? Machrizin v'omrim. They would make the following statement. Kol mi shenota latara v'yaniach barosho. Anyone who would take a wreath and place it around their neck, place it on their head, u'barosh chamoro, and on their donkey's head, on their neck, l'chavod avodos kochavim, in honor or to honor the idols, yaniach lo samechas. We're going to discount you the tax. Tax-free. V'im lav. But if you're not going to put this wreath on, al yaniach lo samechas, then we're not going to give you the special discount. So, Rav Nasan then posed the question, Yehudi shenim sasha ma yaseh, well, what should a Jew do? If he's in this place where they're giving you a deal, you can, if you put on this wreath, you lose the, you can pay tax-free, or if you don't put it on, you're paying the tax. What do? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What do you mean? Yaniach, if you place it on your neck, nimsenene, then you're receiving benefit from the idols. That you can't do. Lo yaniach, if you don't place it on your neck, nimsa mahana, then you're providing benefit to the idols because you're going to be giving them the tax, which is going to be given to the idols, presumably. Mikan amru, therefore, again continues the brisa, therefore the rabbi said, hanosei venosein b'shuk shel avodos kochavim, if a person is doing business in an idolatrous marketplace, behema teyaker, if you're purchasing a behema, then you should uproot it. Peros Ksus v'chelam yirkavu, fruit, clothing, and other vessels, let them rot. Mos ukli matchos yulichum yamelach, money or other metals, throw them into the sea. Ve'ezeu ikar, when it said that the behema you should uproot, what does that mean? Hamenasher parsosem yirkavu lamata, like we mentioned before, it's like you're cutting off the legs up to the knee about. So, based on this brisa, we can make the following question. This braisa from Rav Nasan just said to us that you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you place the wreath on your neck, then you're receiving benefit from the idols. That you can't do. And if you don't place it on your neck, you're providing them a benefit. The implication is that you're not allowed to provide a benefit to the idolaters or to the idols. But Reish Lakish said you are allowed to provide benefit to idols. So that's a problem with Reish Lakish's approach. So how does Reish Lakish resolve this problem? Amar Rav Sharshia Braid Ravidi Kasava Rav Shimon Lakish Pligi Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Nasan Va'ana Damri Ki Rabbanan De Pligi Aleha. Said no problem. This Braisa is Rabbi Nasan. So Rabbi Nasan would argue with the Rabbanan's approach. The Rabbanan would differentiate between receiving benefit versus providing benefit, and Rabbi Nasan clearly doesn't. Says Reish Lakish, well, I follow the Rabbanan's opinion, not Rabbi Nasan's opinion. Well, that's all fine and good, but now how do we deal with Rabbi Yochanan? Well, Rabbi Yochanan savar lo pligi. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they don't argue. The lo pligi? Is it possible that Rav Nasan and the Rabbanan don't argue? It seems clear from the following statement that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Rav Nasan and the Rabbanan are arguing. V'hatanya, we learn in a brisa, a person is allowed to go to a fair that's held by idolaters and purchase animals or slaves or maidservants, homes, fields, vineyards, and you can even go to a non-Jewish court in order to have receive confirmation that this deal was made properly. Because it's as if you're saving them, you're if you go to these courts, it's matzal miyadim. If you don't go to the court in general, when you're not allowed to go to a secular court, but over here, when it's matzal miyadim, if you don't do it, you're going to lose your property. Then you have to do it. And again, you're not having a case brought in front of them. It's just a certification that the deal was done properly. V'im haya kohen mitamei b'chutz la'aretz ladun ula'ar imahem. And if he was a kohen, he can be mitamei b'chutz la'aretz. He can even go into chutz la'aretz and mitamei himself with regards to a judgment or la'arer, or if there's any sort of argument about a particular case. U'chashem she'mitamei b'chutz la'aretz, kach mitamei b'veis ha'kfaros. And just like he can mitamei himself in chutz la'aretz, he can also mitamei himself in a cemetery. Says the Gemara, "Beveis ha'kvaros la'gadaitach." He can go into a cemetery? What are you talking about? Tumah d'oraisahi. It's a biblical tumah. Going to chutz la'aretz is only tumah d'rabban. It's a suffix tumah. We're not sure if there's tumah there or not. But in the beveis ha'kvaros, it's a vaday tumah d'oraisa. Ela beveis ha'pras d'rabban. And when he says you can go to a cemetery, it means a beveis ha'pras, a place where there have been idols there, but it's a large location. We're not sure. I mean, a grave where there are perhaps some bones there, but we're not able to identify the location there. To base a pras, we would be lenient. It's only Aser Durabanan. So in this type of case, when he needs to go there, he can be violated in Aser Durabanan. And now the Gemara continues the Braisa, Umitame Lilmo Torah Velisa Isha, that he's allowed to mitame himself to study Torah and to marry a woman, to find a wife to marry. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emesai bizman she'en motzei lilmod, aval bizman she'motzei lilmod ena mitame. Rav Yehuda says, well, mitameing oneself to study Torah is only if you can't find anyone else, let's say within Eretz Yisrael, to study. But if you can't find anyone else in Eretz Yisrael to study, then you can mitame yourself. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu bisman shemotzi lomod yitame lefi she'ein adam zocha lomod mikol." Says Rabbi Yossi, "No, it doesn't even matter. You're not always able to connect with a teacher. So therefore, if you are connected with a teacher who is now in chutz la'aretz, you can go and be mitame yourself because you're not a zocha to learn from everyone. If that's your teacher, that's your rebbe, then follow him." Rabbi Yossi, again, the Braisa continues, "Maisa b'Yossi v'akoyin shehalach acha rabo letzidon lilmod Torah v'am Rabbi Yochanan halachak Rabbi Yossi." And there's a story that Yosef HaKohen followed his Rebbe to Tzidon, which was outside of Eretz Yisrael, to study Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. So you see here that Rabbi Yochanan, this long braisa we just quoted, Rabbi Yochanan said the law follows Rabbi Yossi. Presumably then, even though Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on a case of Rabbi Yossi, which has nothing to do with our case, but presumably then, Rabbi Yochanan was aware of the whole entire braisa, this braisa which says that you are allowed to purchase an animal, because it's matzal miyadam, and if you're purchasing an animal, then you're providing benefit to the idolaters. But according to Rabbi Nassan, you're not allowed to. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan is aware of this machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanan. There is a machlokas. How can you say that they're not arguing? It's very clear that Rabbi Yochanan understands that they're arguing. So the Gemara answers, really, they're not arguing. So how can you possibly say that? This is how you resolve the contradiction. We're talking about the two cases are talking about purchasing items from two different types of people. One is a tagar, one is a merchant who is closely connected to the idols, and when you purchase items from him, that money goes directly to the Avodah Zarah, that mechetz goes straight to the Avodah Zarah. However, when you purchase an item from a balabayas, not from a merchant, a more private shopkeeper, let's say, that money is not going directly to the Avodah Zarah, and that would be different, that would be permissible. So in the earlier case, the case that Rabbi Nassan was talking about, that was when you're purchasing it from a tagar, that's prohibited. But in the other case, this brice we just quoted now, where you're allowed to purchase the animal, because matzo miyadam, that is when you're purchasing the item from a balabayas. So anyways, just to recap quickly, we have a machlokas between Rish Lagesh and Rabbi Yochanan about a decorated store. Can you buy from certain types of decorated stores? Rabbi Shlagash said you're not allowed to receive benefit, but you can provide benefit to idolaters. Rabbi Yochanan said you cannot provide or receive benefit from idolaters, and we had a machlokas, which we resolved all their problems. Reish Lakish is resolved, and Reb Yochanan's position is resolved, but we don't have a clear proof one way or another for Reish Lakish or for Reb Yochanan.